Hello and welcome to Recruit Advice. This is an audio cast which is basically here to help you with writing CVs, interview techniques and how to win jobs. What we will do in various episodes is give you advice on all of these things, give you tips and just really give you kind of examples of how things are done in terms of the best ways for preparing for interviews and even winning jobs. Today I'm going to talk about strengths and weaknesses. Now, strengths and weaknesses is normally quite a common question that's asked in interviews, and sometimes it's probably one of the hardest questions for people to answer. Normally when you're trying to speak positively about, you know, essentially everything about yourself, and then suddenly you're asked the question, what's your weakness? Can be very, very difficult for people to sort of interpret, and sometimes, you know, ending with a negative can sometimes be not good for your, you know, job, trying to win that job. So really, the best way of approaching strengths and weaknesses is to think of it as more of a kind of, you know, be honest, really. Be honest about something. I mean, obviously, don't be completely, say something completely out of the way, like, that you're always late to work, or that, you know, you can't spell, or you're really, really terrible at typing. I mean, these things are not really going to work. But say if you're a project manager and you talk about, say, how you assess projects and how you sort of put things down, you can maybe say, well, my strengths are in a number of areas within project management. Probably one of my weaknesses is that maybe I'm not the best at sort of timekeeping, but I've just been looking at various new systems and I'm pretty sure that I can now get to a situation where I can put in a whole new task in place. So by saying something like that, people will feel kind of like, okay, he makes some mistakes, he's human, but at least he's ending with a positive. He's shown that he knows mistakes and he is now prepared to look at other systems and other ways of improving his process. So it's really just being able to say that you have a given process and that you're able to assess it and in some ways improve it and make it look better. And that, I think, potential employees are going to really like that. It shows that you're aware of your sort of standard and that, you know, you're always aiming to go higher. So definitely always end with a sort of positive in the sense of that you're looking to improve yourself. And never really, obviously, never be completely blatant about something by saying that you're terrible at this. It'll always look bad. So don't be negative, be positive. Okay, thanks for listening anyway. And what I'm going to be doing in the next few weeks is talking about various things such as techniques with your CV, bits and bobs to do with best approaches, ways of working your interview, fitting in into an interview. All of these things I'm going to talk to in a few weeks. I've also got a Twitter site, which you can please, if you can visit, which is Recruit Advice on Twitter. There I sort of give little tweets about various little interview techniques and tips. So thanks for listening, and hopefully I will get some followers. That would be great. And all the best. Thank you.